This is a spiritual reading being given for Gretchen Scott on Saturday the 19th of October 2024 by John Rawson. We stand within the hall of memory. We hold within our hands the book of the soul and the book of the soul. Gretchen is a metaphor. It represents the totality of all the incarnations of the soul since it first came into manifestation on the earth conscious levels. Now, as we perceive it, the book has we're looking at the cover of the book, and the cover contains a name or a title which is related to the purpose of the soul that first came into incarnation, which will even to this day, hundreds of thousands of years hence, work within each life. The title as we see it, the expression of the soul name, is the Overseer. The Overseer. And the soul has created a symbol in the center of the book cover, and the symbols of a bird, quite a large bird, sitting on a branch of a tree, looking out over what's underneath the tree. The bird's a bit hard to describe. It's got grey wings and plumage, it's got white feathers, dark feathers around the head, longish sort of orange beak. And what it's doing is watching and surveying, and looking at the scene around it from the vantage point of a tree. So because the bird is perched higher in the tree, it can see further. And that indicates that your soul from life to life will strive to understand life from a higher vantage point. It will always seek a higher, a greater perspective. And when you have a greater perspective, then it becomes easier to see what is going on around you. And then if you happen to be able to be in a position to do so, to direct and advise others. The colour of the cover is orange at the centre, but then the orange sort of fades out into a maroon red, which is quite a unique combination. And orange represents the person who has to use the mind and the thinking to understand, and likes to create models and patterns within life. It also is a colour that makes it more difficult to create close relationships with others, because it's got the red, which is passion, combined with yellow, which is objectivity. So therefore there's always a part of you that it finds it almost impossible to be drawn into total commitment, for example, in relationship. But part of you wants to stand back and say, oh yes, well that looks good, but on the other hand I see difficulties or problems or things that aren't so good here, here and here. The red though, because the orange fades out into this red colour, the red is passion and indicates that your soul is a passionate soul, and from life to life it will need to embrace life through the senses as well as through the intellect. It indicates that sensuality, sexuality, physical contact, physical manifestation of your own desire, that's really important within your life. We open the book and it opens to the current incarnation. And here on the right hand side of the right hand page, the soul has created a picture of itself for us. And the soul paints its identity, so to speak, in the colours of the aura, so that the colours that are manifesting in the aura represent the energies that the soul needs to radiate out into the world. Or conversely, it indicates the energies that are currently being changed and transformed, and so doing, changing and transforming the soul. The aura has changed significantly since your last reading, and that's very interesting, because although the secondary colours in the aura may well change, it's once you become an adult, the primary colours, first and second colours, rarely change very much after about the age of 30. So since you had your last reading, I can only think that you must have been through quite a lot of major change within the life. The last time I did a reading for you, the first colour was orange. As I've already indicated, it's quite a difficult colour to have as the first colour, because it tries to combine the heart and the head, and those are two expressions that really don't want to get together very easily. So perhaps the last time I did a reading, we did the reading, you were going through a phase when you had to sort out your goals and your ideals and your objectives, and you were having to reassess life goals at that stage. And I know that you've asked a question about where you're going in this reading, but I think that last time we did the reading, it must have been a major shift in focus. The first colour has changed or transformed into light red, which is a much easier colour to work with. So you should feel in the last 6 or 7 years, or however long it's been, that you are finding yourself, that you are much happier now with who you are, that you are able to be yourself to a much greater degree. Light red, great energy for putting yourself out there. Really good energy for being a leader. Not in the sense of being a dictator, but rather someone who networks, connects, integrates, and makes a team work. Not all light red people have that facility, but there's still enough of the orange there to make it come together. I am very interested that you're running a tech company, because that's not really what I would have thought from your aura. So I would suspect that there are still a few more chapters in the life of Gretchen to be written and read. And by the way, I don't perceive an immediate career change. You were right. What you're doing right now is what you should be doing right now. But there is major change coming in the future. So this is a really good time to prepare for that major change. At the present, you are in a surveying period of your life. This is a really great chance to look around and look at your long-term goals. It would be a good time to take up a course of study, especially something that deepens your knowledge and your expertise. So something at a tertiary level, or something that is really quite demanding on the thinking and the understanding. And if you look at what draws you, and we will have a look at this later, then you would be studying, what you would study is a preparation for the career moves that are going to come up in about 2026, or begin 2026, so that 2025, 2024, 2025, that they are preparatory, they are times to lay the foundations of the new career directions. I think that whatever career you choose, it should be high energy. It should be relating to initiating and starting. You work really well with putting new things out into the world. I don't know what your tech company does, but I presume that's putting something new into the world in some shape, size, or form. It also, I think that you will also want to be more perhaps hands-on in the way you develop your career. That it's not just enough to be directing other people, but you want to be out there sort of pushing things almost physically, but if not physically, at least in person. Which may indicate that you may be travelling in the next year or so. And I don't mean by that just sort of interstate in Australia, I mean overseas travel, moving, perhaps going to Europe, UK, perhaps going to the US, possibly Japan. These are connected with what is developing in your life next. It's interesting that you're feeling the need at the moment for the reading. You've hit the age of that astrologers like to call the Uranus opposition, and Uranus is a bit of a maverick energy. It's like high voltage electricity. It's a part of you that wants to explore and break free of perceived constraints. And when Uranus opposes its original position in the chart, the person starts to feel quite edgy and wants to make changes to this period that divorces tend to occur, or breakups in partnerships. But I don't think that that's quite going to happen for you. But I do think that you're going to reassess the way that you're using your life energies. It also impels you to ask really deeper questions about the purpose of existence and the purpose of your life, and where you can create greater purpose moving forward. So I can understand that this energy is strongly at work. The other thing that the change to the light red does is that it increases the longing, whether this longing actually comes into consciousness or not, but it increases the inner longing to find a partner. Light red needs other people. It needs another person in their life. And very often, if you have that light red, then there is one significant partner. You might have lots of partners, but there is one significant person who will come into your life, sometimes two. There is a previous life associated with this light red color. And it's a long time ago. It's about 2000 BC, 1500 BC. And we see you in the culture of Egypt. Here you are in a male body. And as I see you, you're standing on a platform, a wooden platform, so that it's raised so that you can look out over the scene below you. And the scene below you is a hive of activity, hundreds, thousands of workers, and they are building something. 1500, I think they're probably building a pyramid, but at the moment I'm just seeing it in the early stages. And what I'm seeing here is that you've sketched out not the foundations exactly, but you've sketched out the dimensions. You've got enormous strips of wood, pieces of wood going from one side to the other, making a square upon which the pyramid itself will be erected. And you are standing there organizing teams of people. There's a blue team, and there's a red team, and there's a green team, and a yellow team. And you're very good at what you do. Your title there was the overseer. And that doesn't mean that you're a slave master or anything like that. No, you were the person who organized the workers so that each team would do two things. Number one, it would work to maximum efficiency, and number two, it would be competitive with other teams. So you were very good at creating this great working atmosphere. Not, and it wasn't a cutthroat competition. Everyone loved what they were doing. Forget the old movies where there are people with whips lashing slaves, dragging huge blocks of stone. No, this is more like a huge party. In fact, one of your innovations, I don't suppose you're likely to carry that out here, or one of your innovations, or one of your things that was on your list of things to do, is to make sure that every single worker had bread and a beer. So it was so important to have the beer that actually there was a brewery on the site, and also bakeries and all sorts of other. Oh, it's quite an amazing enterprise. So you would be great in any situation where you have the chance to look at the whole of an enterprise, and coordinate the parts, whether that's people, whether it's small groups of people, whether it's different branches of an organization, but bringing them, making them work together. You had a relationship in that incarnation with one of the captains of, I suppose you'd call it a barge. This person had an important position. They had a, were one of the people that took boats up and down the Nile to bring back the stones, the large blocks for the pyramids. And you had a relationship with this person. It was a male-to-male relationship, but that was okay. Nobody minded that that you had this relationship. But what happened was that the was a sort of an episodic relationship in a strange way, that this person would come into your life, that you'd spend perhaps a month together while they unloaded the vessel, and the crew did some time on the land, and then you'd lose sight of them for 3 or 4 months while they went up the Nile and had to trek across to the quarries and bring back the quarries. It was quite an involved process, but this person would come in and out of your life. And so the relationship, while it was close, was not satisfactory to you because you needed a more you needed a more regular, is that the right word? To put it in modern terms, you needed a greater degree of commitment, not this in and out sort of relationship. So you broke up, which wasn't a huge deal. Wasn't a love for the ages, so to speak, but that person would have come into your life again in this incarnation. And possibly again, you would have had a similar relationship, but on off, where the person comes in, stays for a while, or you see them for a while, and they go off again. So that relationship, I would I would presume, should have been finished by now, because this looks like a past relationship. But your life is coming around to where you will meet, I think, the person who is your soul partner, if I can use that expression. We can have lots of relationships in our life. We can have lots of sex, that's always good. We can have lots of friendships, acquaintances, but normally there's only one or two people that we have a deep soul connection to. Sometimes it's a friend, very deep friendship. Sometimes, or perhaps as well, it's a relationship with the opposite sex, which is usually harder because then sex comes into it and then the emotions go everywhere. It's much, much happier, much easier to have a friendship. But you are going to have a romance, there's no doubt about it. And I don't see this happening in the near future. I think, well, I'll put it this way. You have 6 or 7 years to go to complete your karma in this incarnation. And the way I would explain that is that before the soul comes into incarnation, it creates a list of experiences that it needs in this life to learn and to rebalance old relationship karmic energies. And that normally starts about the age of 30, 27, 28, 29, 30, somewhere around there, and finishes around the age of 49. So by the time you get to the age of 50, you will actually feel really relieved. There's a sense of relief that comes in your 50s. Now it depends on how aware we are of what's going on in our life and with our relationships, because we can try and hang on to the old way of doing things. So what you've been doing up to the age of 49, that's going to come to an end. It's got to make a major move. Sometimes people actually make an abrupt, or not so abrupt, career change. They need to move. They enter into new relationships. But with most people, it's a more gradual transition. And because you have the faculty of being able to look out and understand and perceive what's coming towards you to some extent, I think that for you the transition will be quite smooth. Now, round about that age of 48, 49, you should meet someone. And that's the relationship that I would see as being significant and important in your life going forwards. It's not an easy relationship, especially at first. It's quite challenging. But there, you will have the opportunity to work through the issues that this will raise with you, and then you have the opportunity to create I'll put it another way, you have the opportunity to work as a team with this person. So rather than being a sexual fling or a romantic fling, it's more as though the two of you discover a common purpose, and that you discover that you're better together to do this than you are separately. We'd better continue with the remainder of the aura there, because there are the other colours, interestingly enough, are more stable. So that the second colour is still blue. There's yellow brown inside the head, which I think is quite different to last time, which is definitely, I think you had rose last time. But now the colour inside the head is yellow brown. Now that's actually a much better colour because the yellow brown indicates thinking, organisation, planning, strategizing. It indicates the ability to think independently of the emotions. Now red, light red, that's actually really an emotional colour. And it means to me that at heart you are a very emotional person. The orange, you are holding it in. But now that the light red is there, you're really finding yourself. You're really starting to express yourself. Not the whole. But what you're expressing is a good first stage. And we don't get to express ourselves, find out who we are as individualities until usually after our 40s have finished. But the yellow-brown inside the head, very good for thinking and planning. That's the overseeing part. Also indicates, by the way, someone who's good at organisation or that has to tackle organisation, making lists, doing schedules, fixing up calendars, all sorts of things like that. But here's a thought as well. It is often connected with two abilities. Number one, the ability to communicate with clarity. Now you might like to think about that moving forward because there are so many ways, especially in the modern world, to communicate. And the second thing associated with it, by the way, is writing. Not necessarily writing a novel, but writing things that are practically helpful to others. There are purples around this. This is going to be confusing for my aura artist. Let's look first of all at the colour from the shoulder is green, still green. I think that was green last time. Yes, green shoulders. So still green, which is a good colour when it comes to making changes within life. When people have a lot of green in the aura, it means that they need to make movement. They've got itchy feet in some way, shape, size or form. They often end up travelling in connection with their work. And green is also connected with compassion and with healing. Mm-hmm. So when you move on, I don't think the greens are really being used that much in that sense at the moment. But when you move on, you may find that different focal points come into your life. And one of these, I think, is going to be to do with healing. Or at least creating healing within people, within the world. Then, this is the confusing part. As well as the green from the shoulders, there are clouds, little clouds of purple that are sitting just above each shoulder. And that indicates that there's an energy pushing you. Now, someone grabs you by the shoulders, they want to push you. They're pushing you in a particular direction. Now, this can be a person, maybe someone that you know, who wants to push you towards something, something in the professions, perhaps something in a healing profession, something where you're being a mediator or something like that. But of course they can't push you unless it's already inside you. So I think that as this develops, as the purples develop, there will be a greater element of mediation within the life, that more and more you'll take on a role of being a negotiator, a go-between, or someone who communicates with two parties in order to bring about a resolution would be
sorry.
Yes. I mean, let's face it, light red is definitely capable of creating a revolution. But the purples are more gentle with that. They're a combination of the blue and the red. So it's rather than turn everything completely upside down, you would try and find a way through and find the middle way. Orange vortex, so it's still some orange there. Orange coming into the head. And the vortex represents spiritual energies that are descending towards you and in the next 7 years will become a greater part of consciousness. And orange is another pushy colour. It really makes you question things. It's a deep, it's a D&M colour. Light red people, they can take or leave life. They've got great sense of humour, but orange always has to find a meaning in things. So therefore the search for meaning, the need to find meaning, will enter strongly over the next 7 years, and it may take you in a completely unexpected direction. The second colour, which is the blues, brings with it a sense of idealism. It's, in some contexts, it's a religious colour, but I would prefer to think of it as a spiritual colour. It adds a mystical element to your nature, so that there is a part of you that is aware that life is a mystery. It's not just history. It extends somehow. There's a sense in you that it can understand how what happens to you, even on a simple, ordinary, everyday level. There's a sense where you can understand that everything somehow is related. Interesting incarnation here in the 14th century in Gerona. I think is it Gerona? I don't know whether there's a place called Gerona in Italy, but that's the place that's the name that's presented to me. You were a Jew, male Jew. You studied the Kabbalah in that life. Very learned person, actually. You were married, but the wife was there. She was a good Jewish wife. She looked after you. She stayed out of your way. She talked all through all the conversations. It didn't matter. You were the one who studied and studied and studied. And when you have a life spent in spiritual study and spiritual focus, it creates two things in later incarnations. Number one, you should have an incarnation where you have plenty of sex. If you focus too much on the spiritual, you become, as our teacher used to say, too spiritual for your own earthly use. Therefore, you have an incarnation, often quite soon afterwards, where you have to express the physical body. But the second thing that happens is that you are bequeathed certain gifts so that you might find that you're very intuitive in this life. Now, I can't resist telling you about the life that's just popped up in front of me, because a century after the life in Gerona as the Jewish rabbi, you had an incarnation in, I think, Spain. It's hard to say because you travelled all throughout southern France, Spain, or what now would be Spain, and you travelled with a gypsy troupe, and you were in a female body in that incarnation, so that you did readings for people with tarot card, and not tarot cards, sorry, ordinary cards they were. Ordinary playing cards, not quite the way they are today, but you were very good at it. You would read palms, and your special treat was to look in a crystal ball. Wow, I don't know where you got that one from. That was a very special treasure. But you had a very free life in that incarnation, lots of sex with lots of different people, which might mean in this incarnation, because you've already expressed your sexuality in that 15th century life, but it might mean that in this incarnation your relationships are much more measured, and that you will find that there are perhaps quite long gaps between significant relationships. But again, that, because you're coming to the end of karma, that's going to change in time to come. Next year, by the way, is a year of personal opportunity, so keep your eyes open. Opportunity only works if you look and see the opportunities coming towards you and then grab them. So I'll just let you know, next year, really good opportunity year. And also a year when you will shine. If you want to get a promotion or make a movement to a more high profile work situation, that's a very good year to do it. And even if you don't make the actual move, it's not a bad time to start planning your move, because you're due to come into greater financial energies. Are also going to come into your life around about 2026, which coincides with work changes. So definitely changes happening on the work and career front. Incarnation in the, I think, the 12th century, also in Spain, and I see you in a female body as a nun in a convent, obviously, and you're writing, you're making lists, and your work there is to the word there, provendor, and I think it means someone who is accountable for the food and the provisions that come into the convent. And you are also in charge of the little hospital. There were a few beds there where seriously ill people, where people would come if they were very ill. And you supervised their care. And when people died, you would go and get the priest, and then you would pray with them as they died. And that, indeed, I'm sure that's not something you've ever considered doing in this incarnation, but that care and the compassion for other souls is strongly there within you. Interesting, an incarnation quite recently died in the 1940s. You were a nurse in a hospital in America, I think possibly in New York. No, not New York, Boston. So you died of some sort of terrible infectious disease like typhus or something that was very, very contagious. And that would have an interesting repercussion, because you might not want to go back into the medical profession in this incarnation, especially as a nurse, because you have experienced being a nurse once and died because you were too focused on it. So in this incarnation, I think you'd want to be more detached from people. You don't want to be involved in anything that's contagious or infectious. There are two influencing colours that we see at present. One is a very light blue above the head, and the other is a light pink, almost a rose, light rose pink colour. And the light blue colour indicates a deepening spiritual awareness and understanding coming towards you, and also indicates that you'll be meeting certain people, perhaps just what appears to be casually. You'll be meeting people who are connected to spiritual groups or different sorts of spiritual teachings, different spiritual understandings. The light pink around the feet, no wonder you're very sensitive at the moment about the direction that life is going, because that makes you very open to energies and ideas that are coming towards you that will influence your direction. So follow your intuition. It's going to be strong in the next couple of years. The deeper reds around the heart, the throat. I think, yes, you had deeper reds around the heart last time, which indicated that you needed to express your feeling levels, and that you needed to express yourself physically and on the level of love. And those deeper reds are still there, which would suggest to me that the time for their expression is in the future. incarnation in the 19th century in France. Again, you were in a convent. I'm sure you've had lots of incarnations that are not connected with convents at all, but it's the second one. And you were a nun, of course. You had an affair, sexual relationship with one of the monks in the neighbouring monastery. There was a connecting tunnel, and the monks and the nuns used to get together. And you became pregnant in that incarnation and had an abortion. I don't know whether you've had children in this life, but because of the abortion in that incarnation, either you might not feel comfortable with having children, or you might not want to have a child in this life, even. But you're going to meet that person in the next 5 years, and there'll probably be a sudden attraction, a sudden entering into probably a physical relationship, and then that will come to an end just as suddenly. We've been looking at the right hand page. Now we want to look at the left hand page of the Book of the Soul and see what the soul is saying about its purpose. And the soul has put a title on the left hand page. It's called The Overseer. And underneath this are some lines. And the first line says, to enter into experience with detachment. I think it's a very good way of expressing it, but that's as close as I can get. To enter into experience with detachment. And that's what you needed to do in the first part of your life. You needed to have experience, but you needed to be able to separate yourself and not get lost in the experiences. To have relationships with people and not give everything to the relationship or to the other person. So that you could value yourself as an individual. So that there's a second line there, and the second line says, to arrive at the higher perspective. I'll just say that again so that I've got it right. Mind, to arrive at the higher perspective. And what that meant is that the next phase of your life, and that's the phase that you're in now, means that you had to step up in some way. You had to become more directive, not just of yourself, but of other people, other situations. You had to use that ability to see further, or to see from a higher perspective, in order to reshape your life. Now you've done that. And the last line, to reconnect with the heart. And gee, that's a hard task, that's a hard thing to do. Because first of all, you've been asked to detach, which you've done. You've achieved a certain objectivity. Well, I really like red people, never quite objective, but never mind. But you've achieved that. You've achieved the situation where you're no longer swallowed up by feelings and emotions. You can look at yourself and look at your life, and you've gained some perspective. Now you have to combine that detachment and that infusion. You have to combine them together. You have to combine the heart and the head. And that's the task in the next 6 to 7 years. And that's a very difficult task. It's one of the hardest things that are asked of us as human beings. We tend either to be heart people or to be head people. And so our heart and our head quarrel. They argue what's right and what's wrong.
It's a bomb.
As the song says. So there is a coming together, not in a combative way, head has to win or heart has to win, but in an understanding where each can see the point of view of the other. The symbol of the over-self. The over-self was what we see as the over-self, which is an emanation of the real self, hovers above the head about 4 to 5 inches above the head. And the over-self represents itself. The real self represents itself as the symbol. And the symbol is a lighthouse built on a small rocky island. And as I look, it's sweeping the light around the darkness. And what that means is, firstly, that in this incarnation, you've had to be a beacon to others. Your work has to be to develop around helping other people discover their path and what their direction can be. And at the moment, because it's dark and the lighthouse beam sweeps around in a circle, it only illuminates portions of the path. And that applies to you too. You can only see little bits at a time. So that you'll get a flash of understanding here and a flash of understanding there. And you can't yet see the whole. Well, the good news is that the sun is going to rise. And then you'll still be standing at the top of the lighthouse, so you'll have a really good view. But the sun is so much greater than the light and the understanding that you've been trying to shine from within yourself. When the sun rises, the illumination comes, and you look out at this landscape, which is yourself, and you're looking out from the land over the sea. And the land represents what you have created, but you're at the edge of it. The sea represents the unknown. We always explore upon the sea. We send ships out to far distant lands on the sea. And there is so much more to open up in life. So that this next part of your life is going to evolve in such a way that it will be so much greater than the first part of your life. And your life's work, I think, Gretchen, will be to create the greater light so that you can not only see for yourself what you must do, but also you can be the facilitator, the assistant, the guide for other souls who are still walking in their own darkness. And I'm not allowed to be more explicit than this, but to be the one who leads souls out of darkness into light, out of ignorance into knowledge, out of discord into harmony. That would be a wonderful, fulfilling task in life. So shall it be.
So shall it be.